Hey, baby, it's Dickie V for the Daily Up and Decker. Bertie Matthews is in Vegas. The fabulous T-Shawn is at a family reunion. And Barry and Gary are both sicker than an AIDS patient. So Tommy Gimler went to a Marina Del Rey bar, an absolute shithole. Brennan's on Lincoln. He found two comedians who didn't know anything about basketball and asked them to fill out a bracket. This show is going to be the 3S Man, baby. Super scintillating and sensational.
The Daily Up and Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
The Daily Upper Decker's NCAA Tournament March Madness Special, featuring Shannon McClendon and Shaylin Bowers.
This is great. We're coming to you live right now from Brennan's.
Yes.
Home of the home of the famous turtle races here in Marina Del Rey, California.
So true story.
This could be the first ever podcast to go down here. Usually people don't set their $2,000 computers down on tables that haven't been washed in 4 years.
You got an amp in a palm tree.
Generally. Oh, I didn't even know. That is true.
Not a lot of outlets these days at
Brennan's. No.
They're all being taken up by the dartboards and the six flat screen TVs.
And we got...
Who do you like on this whole bracket here?
Oh, we'll get into that. Let me introduce you guys more to our two listeners here.
Sure.
So I'm kind of like the guy who walks around with two ugly friends, or like one in a wheelchair and one fat guy, because all the girls talk to me. So that's why I have you guys on, because neither of you know anything about college basketball, and I've been watching all year. So that way people will continue to come back, and they'll say, like, God, the Daily Upper Decker's really held together by that Gimler kid.
See, this is what's going to happen, right? Like it always does. You know, the people that don't know jack shit are gonna pick the winning teams.
And that's
what's going to happen.
That's why you guys are here. If people want to listen to a podcast about like what each team is about, you know, they'll go to the four letter. They'll go to Yahoo.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go to Sibis Sports. Go to Sibis.
Yes.
They'll go to Sibis Sports.
Yes.
But, you know, the craziest thing is all those guys, they get paid so much. They remind me all of like Mel Kiper Jr. Great agility, great movement, good hands, great agility. You know, they get paid so much. And you should be able to go to ESPN, and you should be able to, like, listen to Jay Billis and say, okay, I'm going to fill out my bracket exactly like his, because he watches college basketball for a living. And they're never right.
No, they're never right, because that's part of it. They need to not be right. If they were right, then they just quit their fucking jobs and, you know, put the house on Michigan or whoever the fuck.
This is college basketball.
And then go in that direction.
This is the last underdog tournament that someone can come out of the blue and just take it.
I think what's interesting about this podcast in particular, Tommy, is that
was my MO in college.
Just reach out and take it.
The underdog who's going to go out tonight. Just wait for the girl to dip her head and take it.
There
you're
it is.
Such a liar. Not with that hair, dude.
Oh, good God.
Hair ever.
This man has the best hair I have ever seen in my life.
You
is that
good
my
hair,
line?
But he's got
no.
Great
my
hair
is terrible.
It's commercial quality.
We see. You know. Shampoo. You got the two guys with girly names and with poodle curly hair on the show.
One guy with poodle curly hair.
Okay. Well.
And a Raiders fan. You know, like in all the years that Facebook has been around, you've never been able to post.
Well, it's a big moment.
Any
this is our
type
first
of postseason game on, mm-hmm. on Facebook.
This is our first ever podcast with a Raiders fan on who speaks English. That's a big historical moment here.
Well, Tommy, I've won as many playoff games as the Raiders in the last 10 years.
El queso es viejo putrido. Well, cheese is old and moldy. Okay?
But this is why we have you here. Shannon, you're a funny guy. You run a great show at Brennan's every Monday night. It's a very funny comedy show here.
Great
Brennan's
show.
Here in Marina Del Rey. We've got Shaylin on here. This is part of your community service, I think. I think you brought me a sheet.
I think so.
A sheet for your probation officer. I'll sign it, man. That's all right. It's good.
I hosted Shannon's lovely show. And
you
then,
did. You did.
And
like
then
a pro.
We got to come out here and do this. And I just hit myself in the face with the microphone. That's
I really wish that I could get into this. And who has the most white guys on these teams?
Yale. Yeah,
let's go with Yale. Let's go with the Ivy League schools.
So Yale is actually
in. Yale. This is their first time in a tournament since 1962.
Now,
here's another thing about Yale, guys. I think we're actually improving here. Out of the 68 teams that are in the field this year, only two of them have a rape case going on right now.
Wow.
Against
two.
The team.
Only
yeah.
two.
That's a miracle.
Surprisingly, one of them's at Yale. One of them's at
Yale. Is there a...
Even the smart kids don't know what no means.
That's Bush
it's
country.
Unbelievable.
That's
even
George
the smart
W.
Kids.
Bush country.
What's the over-under on a rape happening before the Final Four?
Oh, you got to say it's college, dude. It's got to be 3-2.
It's got to be at
so?
Least.
Okay.
At least 3-2.
One of those kids can from Miami, when Miami gets bounced in the second round, they're going to go back down there and pull some U shit.
Where
right
can
there.
I
go back down to the U?
Get some yayo and just go to town.
Where can I bet on a rape?
I'm where? Sure. You know, not in Vegas, but the first town when you're going that's out me. On 15 where you cross into Nevada.
Oh,
one of those. Probably the place with the roller coaster. The place with the roller coaster.
Prim?
Coaster.
That's
yeah,
the real March Madness.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's Prim. Yeah, that's where God. You could probably bet. Yeah. $50,000 that the coach at Cal actually did it. So there's an assistant
oh,
coach.
Oh, good God.
But I will
don't,
say this.
Don't. Come on. Cal's my squad, man.
So, you know, we say it in jest right now. Like you're saying, like, you know, where can I bet the over-under of a rape happening,
sure.
you know, and like the poor kid at Yale right now. If he did it, screw him. That's awful.
Right, right.
But, you know, we have to stop saying that. Yeah, that kid at Yale raped the chick. No. You have to let it go. He's accused of rape.
He's accused. There's a big difference.
And he, you know, and a big thing here is he's already suing the school. You know how they usually wait?
Yeah.
They usually
yeah.
wait. Not I, this guy.
I think
this guy's like, no, I'm suing
well,
right now. He was a captain. They went for the first time since 1962. They're going right. to the tournament. Like, you're
yeah.
taking away this guy's.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Tommy, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I think that, you know, with everybody kind of being a little more, you know, after everybody seeing making a murderer, and
yep.
I think now it's like, let's go on the offense. I mean, right away. You know,
well, there's so
no
many
time,
similarities.
There's no time to wait for that kind of shit.
Between Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Yale
sure.
University.
Sure. It's
Manitowoc. Surprising.
Manitowoc. Waukesha is a great place to get raped, too, but it's Manitowoc. Manitowoc is where it is.
A lot of raping going on in Wisconsin.
Yes.
You're booked up 9 months of the year in the house. So
and,
sure,
and before
sure.
before we move into finally, like, we're killing time here. We're killing time.
Sure.
I have a feeling
sure.
we're going to really whip through the brackets. But what we're doing here, we're going to wrap up this whole rape, making a murderer, you know, appetizer.
I think that was my pen.
All right.
Okay.
We're
all right, fine.
We're going to wrap up
appetizer.
We're going to wrap up our foreplay here with, I think, the funniest thing about these jackets. You know, like, you went out and you said you got two winter jackets. Like
oh, yeah.
The starter jackets.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
Remember when people were killing each other over starters jackets?
Oh, my
absolutely.
God. I remember that.
And now you get them in Walmart.
Yeah.
I'd love
yeah.
to tell that, go to jail and tell every single guy, like, where's Gibber? He's on a tour right now telling every guy who
right.
killed over starter gear
oh.
that it's in Walmart right now. That you're killing over a jacket that you can now get for $19.99.
How
at
bad
Walmart.
Do you feel?
And they're horrible. Have you seen the new starter jackets?
But
they're horrible.
You know what I remember? I remember like if we're going to get on to clothing, I remember like that, like Stussy and Mossimo. Like when I was a kid, that was big, and that shit.
Now Mossimo's in Target.
Yeah, now Mossimo's in Target. Same
bought
shit.
A pair of jeans for $7.99.
Did you?
Yeah,
good for you,
Mossimo.
Yeah, for my dollar, Mossimo makes the best camouflage shorts. I mean, I don't know
you
where they're finding
it. You heard it here. You know, if you're in the market for a pair of camouflage shorts,
dear Target,
$19.99.
You know where to go.
I mean, I don't know where they find their 8-year-old Chinese kids, but those fuckers know how to sew. All right, guys, ready to talk some college hoops?
Let's talk some college hoops.
All right, college hoops. All right, guys, take a look at the bracket. We're
totally
gonna start. We're gonna start in the lower left-hand corner. This
all
is
right.
the West. Mm. The West bracket. Now, do you guys think that any number 16 seed,
oh
it's never
God.
Happened before. Never happened before.
A number 16 seed.
A number 16
never
seed
won.
Taking down a number one.
Oh.
They'll try and tell you, like, you know, when these 16 seeds over here play in the first four games tomorrow or
we're,
you know, Tuesday night. Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Yeah,
what?
In the first four. These
I'm
games.
Go for it, though. Like, I don't think Bakersfield's getting very far. I really
in
don't.
In life. Know. Just in
but
life
just
in general.
You're going to rain on their parade? This is Bakersfield. This is CSU Bakersfield's first ever
have
trip
you,
to the Big Ten.
Where are they? I don't even know. Where are we looking right now?
Well, they're the 15 seed all the way down in the lower left-hand corner.
Down
they're,
on the
they're
lower
taking
left.
On Oklahoma. Buddy Hield in Oklahoma.
I'm looking at all the bottom.
Wow, Bakersfield.
Middle Tennessee and, well, North Carolina.
Hmm.
I'll tell you what, in the CSU Bakersfield and Oklahoma game, if they run out of basketballs and have to start shooting potatoes,
yes.
I'll tell you what, heads of cabbage.
We'll be rolling.
If they have to start throwing cabbage through the hoops, Bakersfield's going to win by 45. It's going to be the biggest upset in the history of the
tournament. Here's what I want to know about Bakersfield, right, because they are famous for two things.
Minor league hockey.
Two big things they're famous for. No, I wasn't going to say
Dwight Yoakam?
No, they're famous for, number one, boredom.
Yeah.
And number two, Korn, the band Korn.
Is that really where they
came from? Yeah, my buddy went to high school with them. Yeah.
True story.
We actually met them. They played in some saloon up there. It was really depressing.
Korn did?
Yeah,
they played in like a bar in
Bakersfield. Yeah, they played in a bar in Bakersfield. Like, sure. They're like the local legends up there in Bakersfield.
Yeah, they are. They sure are. So did the team listen to Korn a lot, or are they going
to do
that?
Yoakam?
Or Dwight Yoakam. Is Dwight Yoakam from
Bakersfield? Yeah, he's from Bakersfield.
Good God.
I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. I'll tell you what, he's got one of the greatest lines in cinema history.
What's that?
Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah. He was in
Wedding
Blade.
Crashers.
Oh, Wedding Crashers.
Well, you can kiss my left nut.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Go comatose on me, baby.
Right. That is a good line.
Dwight Yoakam, very talented man. He's in Sling Blade.
He is.
Panic Room.
Yep, the Panic Room.
I'll tell you what. I think I took a broad or two to see that one. Panic Room.
I think he was in Mr. Brooks with...
Dane Cook was in that.
Yeah, he was
Kevin
horrible.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Kevin Costner.
It's like, hey, how many bad actors can we get in here? And then Dwight Yoakam.
If you're a terrible actor, please submit for this film.
And speaking of terrible, I think that pretty much wraps up CSU Bakersfield.
They're horrible.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I think based on I think based on Dwight Yoakam alone, I'm going to have to go Bakersfield.
Oh, you're going to take him?
Really? I'm taking him.
I'm going Oklahoma on that one.
I'm going Baco. And I'm writing Baco.
I like it. Okay,
that's
good.
What they call it. I dated a girl from Bakersfield.
I'm going to say this about CSU's Bakersfield and their first ever trip to the tourney.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to quote a Gin Blossoms album title. Congratulations. I'm sorry. Oklahoma moves.
Okay.
All right, guys. Right above that, it's a 7-10 game. Oregon State against VCU. BCU's in Richmond. You ever been to Richmond?
No.
It's actually a fun town, man.
Richmond, Virginia.
That's the capital of Virginia.
It was one of the Civil War fights.
Well, I think it was actually the capital of the Confederacy.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
Let me ask. Okay, I have a question.
Hashtag the South will rise again, damn it.
I have a question on that.
Trump.
For Oregon State...
That's Gary Payton the third or second, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. So for Oregon State, the point guard is Marcus Mariota, correct? Is that right?
Am I wrong? You're here, buddy.
Am I wrong about that?
I'm telling you, just a Raiders fan doing his community service. We're proud to help out the public. We're proud to give other people a second chance.
Marcus Mariota is the point guard for Oregon, not Oregon State.
Yes.
Mm.
My
bad. VCU is going to beat Oklahoma, which is going to beat CSU Bakersfield. Where are we?
We're Oregon State and VCU.
I'm going VCU because
VCU.
I'm going VCU because I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, no.
How about that?
Virginia VCU. Commonwealth University?
Commonwealth University.
Yeah, they went pretty far a few years ago.
So they built that little program into a beast.
That's not Christian. That's
no. That's one of the things. So these first four games up here, people say they don't matter, and for the most part, like the 16s don't. When those two 16 schools, like for example, Holy Cross is 14-19.
Yeah,
they got in because they found a way to win four games in a row in their tournament.
Wait a second,
I can play for Holy
Cross. That's how little they care about these. They're playing them on True TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God,
pretty much.
Wow,
and they're playing them in Dayton. Doubling down hard on that one. Putting them on True TV. How can we get no one to go to this and nobody to watch them? Let's put them in Dayton.
True TV.
Listen, I got to say, though, the Northern Iowa, whoever's Northern Iowa's playing, they're pretty good this year. I did catch a game from Northern Iowa, and they sunk it in the last second and won the game.
When you're looking for the History Channel, I accidentally fell on True TV. Yeah.
You're jumping ahead. You're
jump
jumping
history.
Ahead.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is what I want to tell you about VCU. You had talked about VCU going really far a couple years ago. That was 2011. It was the first year they did these first four games.
Right. Sure.
So a lot of people say that these games don't matter. The 16s don't matter. But these 11s right here, Vanderbilt against Wichita State, Michigan against Tulsa, every year they've done these games, the team has one of these teams that wins, one of these two teams has – we won at least their next game after that as well. So you can't discount them. Now, VCU was one of those play-in games as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went all the way to the Final Four.
They did.
That 1 year. So so three of the five, like 11 seeds that have won, 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever are up there.
Right.
Three of the five years they've gone to at least a Sweet 16. So
No shit.
Don't count them out. So,
all right, yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on those.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, VCU or Oregon State? Are we all agreeing VCU?
I got VCU
I got VCU there.
All right, great. Yeah. Then, since you guys don't know anything, I'm going to go with Oregon State.
Okay.
If the guys who don't know shit about college basketball go with VCU, I'm going to go with Oregon State. The Glove Junior.
Is this an official? What do we do with this when we're done with it?
You can keep it. Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up. So actually, the Daily Upper Decker is doing an NCAA tournament bracket challenge.
Okay.
It's free. You can find us at dailyupperdecker.com.
Okay.
And you just click on the story. I'll be running it every single day. You enter for free. The winner, whoever has the best bracket at the end, gets $50.
Cool. All right.
Nice.
$50. All right.
$50.
That's the Daily Upper Decker NCAA Tournament Bracket Challenge. Find us at dailyupperdecker.com. You enter for free, and you win $50.
I'm going to buy a carton of gum from Costco with that.
You can donate that $50 to Donald Trump if you live before the below the Mason-Dixon line. All right.
Speaking of...
the Knights of the Golden Circle are like, fuck yeah, here we come, baby.
$50 towards D. Trump.
It's been 155 years, but here we come. We're back.
We're back.
All right, here we go. We got to move on here. Texas A&M and Green Bay.
I'm going. You know what? I'm going with both the Texas teams.
A&M.
I'm taking Texas A&M, and then I'm going to jump up to the one above that and go
take Texas over
as well.
Northern Iowa. Okay.
I'm doing both of them.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I'm doing A&M.
And you're going Northern Iowa?
And then I'm going Northern Iowa.
I've learned not to bet against Shaka Smart, who is the new coach at Texas. So I'm going both things, Texas against Texas A&M.
You don't bet against someone named Shaka.
Some of the hottest women. Some of the hottest college girls right there in that one. That's going to be a good crowd. Got to make sure Brett Musburger calls that game right there. He's a horny old man, dude. He loves watching those college girls out. Oh, yeah.
They're all horny old men.
So Texas against Texas A&M, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'll be hoping for a nipple slip. Moving up, we've got Duke against UNC Wilmington. Duke has arguably the easiest players to hate. This year it's Grayson Allen.
Duke.
He's tripped two guys. Yeah. He's literally been on the ground and like stuck his feet out to trip two guys.
That's
this
like
year.
Soccer.
Grayson
that's soccer
Allen.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's soccer shit.
He's an asshole.
That is like that WWE shit.
Like slide
for that alone, I'm going
court.
UNC Wilmington.
I'm going UNC Wilmington because I just hate Duke.
I'm going Duke because
they've won so many.
Because you're a Raiders fan. That's why.
Yep.
So many.
Yep. I'm going Duke. It's easier to write.
Baylor, Yale.
Here we go. We got the smart kids against the dumb ones. Yale against Baylor.
Yeah,
5-12.
You know what?
Boy.
Don't underestimate Baylor. They've made it in the last. Their head coach went to pro team. No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Butler.
Here's what I had.
All right. Well,
wrong school. Wrong school.
The nice thing, Shannon, is that you were trying.
I was.
And we appreciate it.
You
sounded smart there for a second.
For a hot second.
Hold that thought. Butler's on the other side of the bracket. Hold that thought when we get to Butler.
Oh, we got Butler.
All right, Baylor against Yale. Hey, congratulations, guys. Welcome to the tournament for the first time since 1962.
Yale.
You know, I don't see him taking down Baylor. If you see
I don't either.
They look like athletes.
Yeah.
They don't look smart, but they look like
Baylor.
I'll tell you this much. I'm going Baylor because of RG3, they need a win, and they're going
to
get it right here.
Did you go to Baylor?
He did go to Baylor.
I hate anything Yale because of George W. Bush and the whole Bush family.
Oh,
that's
not a fan of the skull and bones.
No,
huh?
Not a big fan at all.
Well, somebody doesn't have a relative in Houston.
Somebody doesn't have a trust fund.
Not
at all.
Saint
Joseph's. You don't meet too many comics doing shows at Brennan's on a Monday night that have trust funds.
No, you don't.
You have guys who are here because they really love the game.
Yeah, it's kind of like Will Smith in Bad Boys. You know, he's in it for the action.
That's it.
He's in it for the action. That's it. He's got money. He's in it for the action.
All right, and then the other two games, Oregon. Nobody's going to beat a number one again this year. The 16, it's never happened.
Oregon's
not going to happen this time. St. Joseph's, Cincy, it's kind of a toss-up. It's like, hey, who's going to win this game and then get smoked?
So St. Joseph's is a
that's a private school out of Philly.
I thought it was in Brooklyn. Okay, I'm sorry. I like St. Joseph's.
Yeah.
Why, do you have a story about it or no?
No, but I'm Catholic, so it's like, my middle name's Joseph. I gotta go with St. Joseph's, guys.
In a technical way.
Were you one of those Catholics who was like, you were Catholic and then you didn't believe in God and then you had a kid that wasn't retarded, so you're like, I believe in God again? Okay.
Yeah. My kid's beautiful. I believe in God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
My neighbor had a retard. I don't know, I can't help you there. I'm sorry.
I'm going St. Joe's because of my the Catholicism that runs in my family that stopped at me.
There you go.
But hey,
and I'll do the same thing. If the two guys who know nothing about the sport are going with St. Joe's, I'll go Cincy.
There you go.
All right, we're gonna move up to the South bracket. The South bracket, the number one seed, all the way up at the top left, Kansas against Austin Peay. A great story, Austin Peay making it this far. They were under 500 and then ran the tables in the Ohio Valley Conference. The coach, his granddaughter had some kind of speaking of no God. The coach's granddaughter had to go in for like cancer surgery.
Ooh, yeah.
And this was all happening while the tournament was going on,
wow.
But the surgery went very
that
well.
Make practice
but
tough.
They all rallied behind the coach and they went through and smoked the competition and made it.
Let's get that coach home to his family.
I'm going with Kansas.
So I'm picking Kansas.
I'm going to pick Kansas because I want the coach to lose to get back to his granddaughter. That's real nice.
Isn't that nice of me?
That might be the nicest thing a Raiders fan's ever said.
Listen,
probably.
I'm going to pick Kansas because Kansas is going to win the tournament and they're going to cure cancer.
Mm-hmm. You're like a Raiders. you're like a Raiders fan who has like a Neosporin and like some Bactine on him and gives it to the victim after you shank him.
Right.
Here you go. Just put this on it. The authorities
be
will be
fine.
Here in no time.
It's going to be all right.
Guys, Colorado, I don't care if they have 10 white guys. I'm going with them because that's where I grew up. So Colorado is going to be
Connecticut. And UConn. UConn is on another one of those runs right now. Like it's the hot runs, like Taco Bell right now. They're on a Taco Bell kind of run.
Taco Bell reference.
No, I get it. I get it.
Nice.
But Colorado, though, come on. They're like 27 and 42.
Taco Bell has gotten a lot better in the past couple of years. That's all I'm
saying. 22 and 11. They're 500.
You know, yeah, it's very rare that Colorado gets in. UConn is just – they seem like they're just on a tear right now. But that being said, everybody, like every expert in quotes
– can you name an NBA championship winner who went to the University of Colorado?
I've got another question. Do you care?
John Stockton?
Who was it? No, Stockton went to Gonzaga.
No, do you want to know who it was? Because this is the only reason. Chauncey Billups.
Ooh. Okay.
Hashtag Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah, Chauncey Billups went to the University of Colorado. He also
he's probably like the ugliest player to ever go to the University of Colorado.
Yeah,
he's did Sam Cassell go there? That's an ugly dude.
No.
Ooh, that guy, he looks like a human mouse.
He looks like an alien.
He does. He looks like a human, not even a rat, a mouse.
Oh, he is an ugly, ugly man.
Ugly man. I hope he's not
and
listening.
I'm an Irish guy with red hair.
I have to go UConn. They're red hot. Like, they just got done playing Cincy in a four overtime game.
They sunk a 60-foot basket in the fourth time overtime to win the game.
It was the third overtime.
Oh,
so
see,
it went to
sure?
four. It went to four overtimes, but he hit that shot to send it to a fourth overtime. Cincy hit a shot with 0.8 seconds left on the clock. They're all hugging each other, and why not, right? Because the only way they can just tie, and to do that, they have to chuck it 60 feet down the court. And the guy gets it, heaves it, it goes in, and then they smoke him in the fourth OT.
Fucking nasty.
That's a team of destiny right there. So I'm gonna go with UConn. We've got the young kids from Maryland against South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, fellas.
Yeah, but you know what?
You don't fuck with the Jackrabbit. Are they the ones with horns? They have horns?
They are. They are.
Are they?
But you know what? The Terps got their
I think that's
ass
a rabbit.
Kicked by the
Hoosiers.
I think that's a rabbit,
Sydney. I think that's a rabbit. Nah, it's got horns on it.
It's got horns on it.
Well, I'll bet that's a jackrabbit then. It looks like a rabbit.
Which one's the rabbits with horns? 12 or 5?
Maryland, they're turtles. They're the Terps.
Yeah, they're the
Terps.
Ooh. I'm going with Maryland on
that. Tortoise in the hair. Yeah. I'm going with Dakota.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go with Maryland. At the end of the day, South Dakota State just sounds too white. Moving on here, California, one of the two teams with some rape accusations going on right now. We've got Cal against Hawaii.
Oh, God.
Hawaii.
And again, I need to ask for Cal.
I'm going with Hawaii.
Shooting guard there is going to be Jared Goff, I believe.
Yes.
Right?
He just laughs.
Right.
You know, okay. I want to give a shout
it's
out
like
to
you fucking amateurs.
Looking at this is great. This is stuff that you don't get at ESPN. This is why we do this.
Exactly.
So If you look at, I'd like to give a shout out to the apostrophe. You know, I like to see that people are finally starting to put the apostrophe
yes,
in Hawaii's name.
Yes, I noticed that.
There.
I noticed
oh,
that.
Oh yeah,
because
Didn't
that's
that?
The way
Isn't
it
that
is.
Great?
But for like the, when I was it's in high, when Hawaii. I was in high school, grade school, like you never had to put the
no.
apostrophe in there.
It's Hawaii.
And you would think it like now, like we've come to a point where you don't have to spell shit right anymore. And it's like, no, somebody's like, put that apostrophe in there, damn it.
The only reason why I wouldn't pick Hawaii is because there's no Hawaiians on there. If it was a Hawaiian team, they would kill everybody.
Well, but listen, and they're in Spokane, Washington.
That's true.
Who the fuck? They can't play in Spokane, Washington.
Sure they can. If no, they're true on. Hawaiians.
I'll tell you what, guys, since 2010, four number 13s and five number 14s have won their first games.
Mm.
And I think this is where it happens. I think California is a very young team. Yeah. The media is all over their jock right now because they have some amazing freshmen who are probably going to be in the NBA.
Okay.
Not probably, like they are. They're like NBA talent.
Right.
And then this rape accusation comes out. I think that usually kind of rips up a team.
Oh, the proverbial rape accusation.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hawaii.
I'm going with Hawaii, too. Hawaii.
For the upset.
Go Bears.
Now,
Shannon, go Bears.
By the time we get to the next round, remember this, though.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to really take them because after they win that first game, Cinderella gets pushed down the stairs by a drunk asshole and winds up getting found in a dumpster the next day. Only two of those nine teams that have won since 2010 have gone on to the Sweet 16. So
only two.
Yeah, so you're gonna you could probably already put Kansas and Maryland into the next round after that into the Sweet 16.
I would I'm probably gonna do that.
You know, one thing Hawaii's got going for them too is that you know they're playing in Spokane. So they don't lose. It's not like they have to go play in Philadelphia where it would be like a six-hour time difference. So
that's true.
It travel could happen. Time. It could, you know, time. I'm just saying. I think Cal's got some. They're a little young. They're a little young, and the rape accusation doesn't help. All right, Arizona against the winner of Vanderbilt and Wichita. I'm going to go with Arizona. Arizona's a very
Arizona.
Good team.
Super hot chicks.
Ah, that's. Say, hey, you know, people fill out their brackets based on different things. Sometimes they just, like, put it in the kitty litter box.
Like, yeah, I got to say, like, you know, when it comes to basketball, Kansas knows what's going on. And I kind of feel like I'm going with Wichita State there. Go Cyclones.
Okay.
All right. That. Moving on down, we've got Miami against Buffalo.
Hot versus cold.
I can't. I can never vote for anything Buffalo. So
except the chicken wings.
Except for the chicken wings.
Miami's been playing some really good ball.
I'm going Miami.
I don't see a 14 loss team coming in there and fucking up a team from the U. Although, you know, there really haven't been a lot of honest players playing at Miami. So you know, you'd be able to tell in the first half whether or not they've been paid a lot to throw
learned?
This one down. Speaking of ESPN 30 for 30s, the U was so good they had to do a second one. Iowa and Temple, gentlemen.
Where's Temple?
Temple's in
Texas.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Ooh. Close.
Okay. Temple, Texas. Okay. Close. That's a super cool.
You got the right country.
I'm going Temple. I have no reason why.
It's really interesting that every media expert says that this is
Iowa.
Almost going to be a home game for Temple. So they're jumping all over Temple
for
whatever reason.
Don't sleep on Iowa. Don't sleep on Iowa.
I wouldn't either.
Right,
now,
Steve?
Iowa's
– Or in Iowa.
Now, Iowa's lost six of their last eight games, and they probably have, like, the cuntiest coach, Fran McCaffrey. If you've never seen this guy, he is just –
man named
now, I don't throw these two words out
that
very often.
Sounds cunty.
I don't throw it out very often, but yeah. Fran McCaffrey is a hashtag deplorable cunt. the coach for Iowa. And you look at some of these players, like they're up
is
at
that
their,
trending?
That
deplorable,
is trending.
Deplorable cunt?
We'll see. We'll get our Indian our Indian intern, Rakesh, on it. Rakesh, see if it's trending, bro. So Iowa's lost six of their last eight games, and you see these like white kids up at the podium,
right?
And they look like they haven't eaten. You know, like the coach is like, you know, you cannot eat
no
within
food.
24 hours of a loss,
no
and they just keep on losing.
Oh my, right. What are they, wrestlers?
Although Iowa is an amazing,
you
got to
make weight,
they
little
do have an amazing
little
wrestling program,
and like the maybe wrestling championships are going on in New York while they're in Brooklyn playing this game against Temple.
No shit, same time. Oh shit!
So I'm gonna go with Iowa. A lot of people are riding high on
Temple.
I'm
going with Iowa, too.
Okay.
And then, finally, Villanova against UNC Asheville. Now, Villanova, hashtag shits the bed every single year. They are known, but I don't think they're going to do it in the first game.
And they're ranked number two in this bracket. Where's Villanova located?
I'm going Villanova there.
Where's Villanova?
Villanova is...
is it Virginia?
No, Villanova is also in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Also
wow,
Philadelphia area God. School. There's
I'm
going
to have to go with Villanova. I don't know. I'm going with UNC in that one.
And then while we're here, I'm going to take Miami to get past Arizona, and I'm going to take Iowa to upset Villanova. I'm telling you, Villanova just cannot get out of the first weekend.
You're going to take Wichita over Miami? Is that what you said?
No, I took Arizona over Wichita, so I'm going to take Miami to advance.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
I'm taking Temple to move on. I'm
pushing Wichita forward.
Oregon to move on.
And then once we look at what's going on here, if you watch Kansas is a funny team because they have we were watching last year. There was this dude Perry Ellis. Remember Greg Oden, who played for Ohio State.
Remember when Greg Oden played?
Yeah. You were like, wow, is that a 39-year-old freshman? That's this dude Perry Ellis on Kansas. Like last year, I was watching. I was like, God, this senior's old. Like he looks like he reminds me of Carlos Boozer. He was a real old looking player, right? He's like Albert Pujols. He's like the Albert Pujols of college basketball. So last year, I'm like, God, that dude is old. Like, he's got to be in his 20s. Is he a Mormon who came back from Baylor?
You're completely analyzing this on such a deep level, and I'm like, where are these schools located?
Is Kansas still a state?
Is Kansas still a state? No, because there are traditionally strong states that are strong in basketball. Indiana, Kansas.
There's nothing else to do.
Nebraska.
This Perry Ellis guy last year, I'm like, dude, this guy is like so old. Like, I wonder who's going to draft him. And then didn't really watch the NBA draft.
Right.
So this year I start watching college basketball again and he's still on the team. It's like, he's back for another year. He's not coaching. He's playing.
It's the fourth year redshirted freshman.
Cause you're going to watch games. When you watch Kansas, look for Perry Ellis and you are going to laugh. Text me when you see him, you're gonna be like, yo, my God, that dude looks older than us.
Perry Ellis.
You guys.
He makes great
shirts. How much time I got to burn through this thing?
20 minutes.
20 minutes to burn through. All right.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
All right. So we're gonna head over to the other side of the bracket. We're gonna really whip through.
Wait. We're not done here.
We'll come back.
Where do you have to be? You're not getting any ass tonight.
My hands are freezing.
Oh God.
All right.
I've got Renault's.
My hands are freezing.
It's 72 and cloudy in LA.
Good God.
All right. Here we go. North Carolina against. You got to take UNC.
I'm going
16
UNC,
is not going to be the way. All right. Now here we go. We've got USC back in the tourney. Now USC is coached by the dude who used to coach Florida Gulf Coast University. Remember when they went? They went all the way to the Elite Eight that year.
He went from Florida Gulf Coast to USC.
Yeah, that's an upgrade. That's an upgrade right there.
I hate USC. I'm going with Providence.
The girls who go to USC, their parents probably have a little more money than the ones that went to Florida Gulf Coast University.
I would say.
Sounds like an online university, but it actually exists. If you show up, there are buildings. There are buildings there at Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, Indy's going all the way on me.
So are you going to take USC over Providence? Providence has a couple of guys who are probably going to play in the NBA, but I just really like what the coach at USC has already done. And I think everybody's going to load up on Providence. All the pundits, the experts, they're all saying Providence.
I'm going Providence.
Is that what the experts are saying? Providence?
Providence, yeah.
I'm going North Carolina. I'm having Indy in the championship. They're gonna win it.
You got Indiana? I'm going Chattanooga because I love the way it sounds.
Well, I mean, here you go. When you look at this bracket right here, this is like the old bitch mother. Like the bitch wife who just won't shut the fuck up. She knows she has you now because you have the kid. You know, that's why I married up.
I know a little.
I married a girl who like makes double the amount of money that I do.
There it is. Yeah.
So it's like, you can't take half my shit. I get half of your shit. And if we ever do get divorced, the first thing I'm drafting is her purse dog. It's going to come to a draft. And I don't even want the dog. But I'm going to draft it just to let her know, hey, this stings. It stings, doesn't it?
50-50.
50-50, yeah. I'll take the dog. You can have the TV. Yeah, my new roommates will have a TV, but you'll be missing your dog. So this is definitely the bitch wife of the tournament right here, this bracket. So, you know, Kentucky against Stony Brook, Indiana against Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kentucky says they're pissed about being a number four seed.
Mm-hmm. Kentucky's strong, though, man. They're always strong.
I think that both teams get by here, but so many people have Kentucky beating Indiana. And people kind of forget that Indiana won the Big Ten regular season and are a number five seed. There's absolutely no respect there.
Listen, I have Indiana winning this entire tournament. I would have so many angry family members on my wife's side.
Do it for Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
You're doing it for Hoosiers. Exactly. Doing it for Gene Hackman. All right.
Notre Dame. Why is it Michigan?
Pass the ball.
Why is it
pass
Michigan slash Tulsa? What's
because
that
they play a game first. They're gonna play on
that one. I got you. Okay. The first four.
They play the game on Wednesday. Yeah. So then the winner. Now remember, I said that one of these teams. So I took Arizona to beat Vanderbilt or Wichita State.
Right.
So what I'm going to do now, there's always one team, too, that everyone just jumps on and says, you shouldn't be in this tournament. This year's team is Tulsa. Nobody, even players on Tulsa were tweeting out like, not going to look, not looking good, bro. We just got smoked by Memphis. So even the players were tweeting out on Selection Sunday like, we're not going to be there. So the players don't think they should be there. The experts don't think they should be. Basically, the only people who think they should be in this tournament are the people who make up the committee. So that's why I'm going to take Tulsa to win that game, and then I'm going to take Tulsa to upset Notre Dame because one of those teams – wins. They just always do. Either Vanderbilt, Wichita State, Michigan, or Tulsa are going to win their game,
Notre Dame.
In the first four and then their first
game. Yeah.
Stephen F. Austin against West Virginia. West Virginia is prime. They have like a ruthless press defense.
I don't even know. What is FS Austin? San Francisco Austin?
Good. Close. Stephen F. Austin.
Who the fuck is that guy? West Virginia?
I don't think the F stands for anything. Stephen F. Austin. I'm gonna guess that it's a Texas
school. F. Austin.
It's a big school.
Yeah, I'm going with West Virginia.
It's a big state. I'll say F. Austin.
I think we got to take Wisconsin based purely on making a murderer, as we discussed earlier.
Well, yeah.
Free Steve Avery. Hashtag free. Okay, so we'll take Wisco there.
And then
Xavier over Weber State. That's a Weber State.
You got to go with the bald mutant on this one. Got to go with the bald mutant. I'm going Xavier.
So if I look, I'm going to take UNC to put away USC. I'm going to take Indiana to upset Kentucky just because so many people are just they're all over the jock. They're all over the jock at Kentucky. Everybody's all over it. That Kentucky, hey, Vic Vitale, shouldn't be a four seed. Don't know why they're a four seed, baby. I'm telling you, John Calipari's going to make something happen. He's got a couple of diaper dandies.
There,
got a couple of diaper dandies. They're going to get past Indiana, and they're going to give UNC a run for their money. Put them in the Final Four, baby. John Calipari doing it again.
Hell yeah, baby. That's a pretty good damn impression, man.
Oh, thanks, buddy. then I've got the West Virginia putting an end to Tulsa's reign.
Where the hell's Hampton? What state is Hampton in?
I believe that's New York.
Oh, Virginia then.
Yeah, Virginia.
Maybe it could be.
Wait, are we on that one bracket? Are we on that bracket? Wait, no. I have Wisconsin taking Xavier.
I'm taking all the Texas teams, so I'm down at Texas Tech. I'm going there.
I got Wisconsin taking Notre Dame.
This is why I've got you guys here, just jumping all over. You're like, you know what the fuck have we been talking about?
Look at us. We're just getting moving now.
This is probably the first bracket you filled out in years.
Ever.
It's the first bracket ever I've ever filled
good,
out.
Man.
I don't have the time. But Butler, I want Butler to win over Texas Tech. Look how passionate.
What was
I'm
that little ditty about the Butler coach? What's he?
Purdue.
But I thought that he took him, and a young guy, he was like, took him all the way for a couple of years, and then he went to the pros. He's now coaching for
Butler.
Butler went to the championship game.
He's coaching for Boston now, isn't he?
He's the Celtics coach, Brad Stevens. Good dynamite dropping. Yeah, who would have thought that you would have like started knowing a lot about basketball?
Yeah.
That you would have waited until after you were married and had a kid to fill out your bracket.
Well,
that
you know,
usually doesn't happen.
Well, my vagina has not flourished until just now.
What is this? What's Iona? What's Iona?
I have no idea what Iona
is.
I-O-N-A?
What is that?
I think that's just somebody who misspelled Iowa. No, so Iona is one of those. We're down in the Midwest.
No.
We're down in the Midwest bracket now, I guess. This is we're with a bunch of tourney rookies here.
Because
I don't know
what the fuck Iona is, so I'm going Iowa.
I'm taking Purdue over Little Rock.
They've bold choice. Yeah, there's a number 5 next to this one, so they must be better than
I just like Purdue. Anything Indiana, I'm all about.
Little Rock, though, Little Rock just sounds like an institution of higher learning where you don't have to do much academically to get in.
Yeah, well, they had a president. Clinton was born from Little Rock, so that proves it.
Okay, very nice.
Where is
Iona? Political humor.
Where is Iona, Tommy?
Iona is New York.
I'm going with Iowa.
We got Seton Hall and Gonzaga.
We're going with Purdue over Iowa.
I'm taking Gonzaga because
they've made it pretty close.
Well, let me tell you why I'm taking Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking because that's the sound I make every time I come.
Butler Purdue. Butler Purdue. I'm feeling Butler.
That's a joke you'll probably only hear here at the Daily Upper Decker. Find us at dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and also on the Vine as well.
Thank you for calling it a joke. That
Raiders
was nice
fan.
I appreciate that.
Doing his community service, Shaylin Bowers getting in his a cum joke.
Serious. Yes.
Got to slide in the cum joke, baby.
I'm going to go with Syracuse on that one.
So we're quickly filling out our brackets here. Great. That's great,
I like
guys.
Syracuse over Michigan. Do they still have the same coach at Syracuse that they've always had? What was his name? The guy with the glasses? They
Jim Boeheim, yeah.
Yeah, he's been there forever.
Interesting fact about Jim Boeheim. He pissed himself during the Pittsburgh game in the ACC tournament last week. I'll show you when we're done here. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. He literally pissed himself?
Because, you know, like, if you spill water, like, it starts running wherever. But if you piss yourself,
it goes all the way down the leg.
No. But in your pants, it just stays, like, it stays right. Oh, it's amazing, yeah.
Wow, he made it through that whole scandal. Now he's pissing himself.
Right. He comes back, and now it's going to be P-Gate.
Exactly.
What do you guys? How about Utah and their
touching the kids scandal? What?
They're half. How about Utah and their half alcoholic beer? I love that about them.
Well, Kansas has that too on Sundays, I think.
What?
Yeah, you can only buy like 3.5 beer or something. It's called 3.2. It's called 3.2 beer because it's an old prohibition rule. So on Sundays you can only buy 3.2 beer.
Speaking of which, Utah. I'm going to pick Utah over Fresno State.
How do they make a beer?
And
that's
then
half...
Seton Hall's going to win.
I don't get it.
So remember, I was telling you about Tulsa too. All those
it's
teams.
A great podcast.
All the teams, like, you know, where everybody says they don't deserve to be in there, and then a team goes on and wins because, you know, they've had so much, you know, they walk into the locker room and there's a bulletin board of, like, you know.
A vision board.
Yeah.
A vision board.
Don't make fun of them. Okay, they work.
There's a trophy.
They work.
Just a trophy and a net.
Just like teams who have basically been raped by the media. Syracuse is another one of those teams. That's why I will take them to beat Dayton.
All right, Seton Hall over Gonzaga. What are you
Michigan
thinking, D?
State.
I'm going to say, you know what? Let's go Seton Hall, man.
Seton Hall. I was thinking Seton Hall, too. Yeah.
See, you can't cheat. You've got a black guy helping you out on a basketball
I'm
bracket.
I'm powering through.
We're going to win. We're going to split all the proceeds.
Might as well. I should cheat. The only way for me to cheat even more than that is to get an autistic kid in here to help me, like, with mine.
He kind of has an autistic kid right now because when it comes to college basketball, I am very brain man.
We have an autistic black guy.
It's all random. Okay.
Totally.
Well, Iowa State, all right. They were 4-1 in January.
I like Utah, but I don't like them. I don't like them over Seton Hall. I'm going to pick Seton Hall over Utah.
Well, I think out of this bracket, there are
Syracuse over Seton Hall.
There are three teams that you have to keep an eye on. Michigan State, Virginia, and Iowa State. There are so many people right now who are saying that the trendy pick is for Iona to upset Iowa State.
Yeah.
So that's – and every year that trendy pick never comes through. So whenever somebody says, like, hey, 13-4, and then people are like, you know what? I like Iona. And then, you know, even though they've never seen – they don't know where Iona is.
I don't like them one Iona.
But they listen to Jay Billis. They listen to Dick Vitale. Got to take Iona. These kids are amazing up here, you know. Not a lot of diaper dandies. They're all a bunch of seniors. They've been playing together for a while. I like Iona to win. So then, like, people are like, you know what?
That is good, Dick Vitale. I like it.
That is a quality Vitale. Right. I mean, I got
that is solid.
Say.
I like it.
So then,
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But then what happens? is like everybody gets excited. They get a hard on. Like, you know what? And then I could see Iona upsetting Purdue. So then these guys take Iona to go into the Sweet 16, and then when they get crushed by Iowa State by 20 in the first game, they're like, my bracket's fucked.
So they're the Buffalo Bills of this bracket.
They are the Buffalo Bills.
The bracket
of this
buster.
Bracket.
You guys, I need to hop too. So I'm jumping all the way in. Let me tell you what I got going here. I got my Final Four. I got Cal versus Texas, and I got Kentucky versus Michigan State. How's that?
Well, you like jumped that on a Kentucky train. You've got a bunch of teams in there that I have losing
VCU
in the first weekend.
Hey.
But hey.
And then,
so, all right. So, you got to get out of here, Shaylin. So, why don't you tell us, Raiders fan. See, this is how you know it's community service, because you only had to do 45 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
And at the 45-minute point, he's like, well, that's my time. I got to get out of here. Can you sign my sheet for my parole officer? And
then, I have to be on set for my
is gonna
TV
take over
deal
for
tomorrow.
All right. So here's what I want. So I got Cal.
Kansas.
I got Cal in the national championship. going up against Kansas Michigan State.
Motherfucker for this championship.
And then I got Cal winning it all. Go Bears.
Oh, shit.
You're an unbelievable. I can't believe they hired you to teach at that remedial school.
Wow. That's what I'm doing. Go Bears.
What are you going to be competing in the Special Olympics this year? Are you doing the 100-yard dash again or what?
Here's my thought. Here's my thought process. We got Berkeley kind of near Oakland, and I have
Kansas.
An Oakland Raiders tattoo. How's that? How's that for loyalty?
I stopped listening. I stopped listening. Shaylin, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks,
Shaylin.
Hop on
in here. We still have another 7 minutes.
Shaylin Bowers, everybody.
Come on,
goodbye. We're going to get Demarie in here.
Demarie is coming in and finishing up for me. I'm going to warm my hands up.
I think it's going to be.
I'm the stunt cock. Stunt cock. I think I'm Shaylin Shadow. Oh, shit. It's like.
All right, Demarie.
You realize that if this was 1942, you'd have to fight a war.
Demarie. All right, Demarie. So. You just took over this bracket right here.
Yeah. I'm just here to point out where Shaylin has gone right. He's in California, baby,
and also wrong,
and probably wrong. Who
where
knows?
Where has he gone?
All right,
right,
so let's take a look at this real quick. Who do you have, Shannon, in your final four? We have four wannabe comics here.
Okay,
what's your final four?
Kansas VCU with Kansas winning.
Okay,
and I have Indiana Butler. With Indiana winning, and I have Indiana taking it all over Kansas.
You're a big Indiana fan.
I am.
Because
that's
where
the pussy's
at. He didn't even know.
My wife's
in
Indiana.
I got to go to Indiana. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, see, now you just.
Tickled by the tree.
It was really weird. So,
alcohol tolerance is
Demarie, this is the first bracket he's ever done, and we said that it was odd that he waited until after he was married and had a kid to fill out his first bracket.
And then you go right back
into like the guy doghouse. Like you get kicked out of Manland when you say like I chose Indiana because that's where my wife is from.
Boom,
fucking
that
dude.
Plus, listen to this.
Well, that
and
plus,
love you.
Yeah,
that's
but plus, like Indiana has a really strong history of winning basketball games.
Okay.
They haven't won since '76, I don't think. But
can I just put Duke in the middle?
Yeah.
that's all I remember from the '90s.
Duke rape.
That's very odd. Very many. You don't find many black people jumping on the Duke bandwagon.
No,
Duke
at
rapers.
All. Especially because we haven't had a really good track record with Dukes.
No,
David Duke.
No.
The Duke of any place.
Oh, yeah. David Duke. Oh, my God. That guy. What a shithole.
Oh, man. I can't say anything about that because they are listening. So.
Good. Let them listen.
Because they're basketball fans. I'm sure.
Our three listeners are very dedicated. They just want jokes. That's it. You know, no
perfect.
One actually comes here for great sports insight. All right. So here's my final
good,
four.
Good,
I've got
good.
Two number ones, two number twos.
Yeah,
I've
got
Kansas Tony? Against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Remember they played a couple of Dandy games.
Yeah, dandy games.
The whole you got to do the rest of the minutes.
So I'm going to say, but Oklahoma, it's very hard to beat a team three or four times in a year. I'm going to say that Oklahoma actually figures this one out.
He's put
I think
some thought into it.
I think Perry Ellis, the old dude on Kansas. I said there's a dude who looks like he's like 40, 50 years old.
He's
like the
like
Carlos
39.
Boozer
Damn.
Of college basketball. Perry Ellis gets arthritis real bad. Real bad in the Final Four matchup. Oklahoma goes on. And then over here, Michigan State, in a great game, takes down UNC. Michigan State becomes the first Big Ten school to win the national championship since they did it 16 years ago.
Wait, they're the last ones?
They're the last ones. They're the last ones.
Michigan
State.
Election year as well.
See, all right.
Heavy election year.
Demarie, I'm very happy you joined us. This is great.
I think Indiana's going to be the first to win it in a Big Ten since 1976.
Crazy election. Like presidential turnover year, a big 16, like a big Pac-10 school.
Right. All right.
So
there you go.
We like it. All right, so I've got Michigan State.
I got Indiana.
Shannon's going Indiana. And the Demarie slash Shaylin
is California. I'm with Shannon on this one. Yeah.
California.
I mean, right, look, I'm going to like them because they're California, baby. Right, like,
okay.
Listen,
right,
my choices
that.
For sports teams aren't that hard. It's like, yo, L.A., Lakers. Why aren't you a
but
Clippers
you look
fan?
So handsome
I grew
doing
up
it.
In L.A., though.
You look so handsome doing
right.
it.
I'm just trying to be like, you know, the first Laker game I ever went to, they lost, though. Man, it was horrible.
When does this fucking tournament start? When does
so,
it start?
Well, the first four, technically it starts Tuesday and Wednesday night in Dayton. But again, we've already talked about it. People, if the NCAA really cared about people watching those games, they wouldn't put it in Dayton and they wouldn't put it on True TV.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, which one of our networks is doing the worst?
Yeah.
All right, Viacom,
yeah.
which one is doing the worst?
Yeah.
Let's put it on True TV.
No, True
Damn,
TV
which
is,
means True
man.
TV is going to get a blast of yeah. viewership.
True TV's trying
and
to pick up the comedy
sponsors.
Games
for
too,
the first
though.
Time. For the first ever. Time in 51 weeks, Impractical Jokers isn't going to rule that network.
That show's so good.
That show's so good.
What is also something you never hear a black person say? Let's go Duke And Impractical Jokers is a good show.
Just because doing Impractical Jokes in the hood is just not a smart plan doesn't mean we don't enjoy it. Like, we enjoy watching people do stupid shit, but we don't enjoy when the trick is, hey, man, I got a gun, motherfucker, respect me.
Let me laugh at somebody else.
I could even play, man, we could even play Practical Jokes.
You don't see David Blaine coming into South Central and pulling too many quarters out of people's pockets, right?
Like, you better put that quarter back, David
trick?
Blaine. Yeah. Put your wallet in there too, David Blaine.
All right, guys, here you go. We're all funny guys. We're all funny guys.
Can we all be Vitell now?
This is no, guys. So what? But we'll do it. We'll all do our Vitells.
Okay.
But this is what the biggest part about college basketball for a lot of guys is we're all hornballs. So you get to see a lot of college girls.
Yeah.
A lot of college girls on TV cheering for their team, jumping up and down. All right,
enjoying life.
Make your wife work some overtime so you have the place to yourself. Now, out of all these schools, out of the 68 schools, which girls? There has to be a way to
Arizona State.
No, which girls out there
Arizona State
have the biggest bushes?
Oh, the biggest bushes.
The most pubic hair.
Where are the Vermont teams?
Yeah, I'm guessing somewhere cold.
Vermont, Maine.
Is there an all-Jewish school?
Maine. Maine. You see what we did there? Maine.
Well, the hairy bush in Maine.
And it's probably cold.
This school sounds pretty close to Vermont, Maine. Stony Brook?
Stony Brook sounds like a place.
Stony Brook is going to have
some
shaved pussy, though.
We're circling Buffalo. It's still pretty cold there.
We're fucking ourselves, guys, because we're going to go on a college tour. Or we're going to go to that area. And then one day, they're going to just, you know, we're going to be performing, and then some girl's going to come up to us and be like, listen!
Yeah. South Dakota, we have shaved bushes.
We have
South Dakota State.
But that's a hairy bushland because it's so cold up there. Is there any Minnesota teams?
It sounds like razors are expensive
is
to
Canada
get to South Dakota State shipping line.
Hey, man, shit. If it was, let me see. Gonzaga sounds like a place that.
Gonzaga?
Spokane?
Oh, Gonzaga.
Oh, Utah.
I'm sorry. That's
or Gonzaga,
Utah
that's just up in Washington.
Wise.
They're not in Spokane.
Utah's got the sister bush.
it blends together.
It's hard to find the one, guys, but the five.
Magical underpants?
Yeah, magical underpants.
There's a lot of growth.
I would say, like,
magical.
You know, you would think like Vanderbilt or Yale because the smart girls, but they're rich girls. So it's like if they have to choose between, like,
they're trying to get married.
Spending
like,
$5?
Look.
Yeah. Between
sometimes
spending
rich
$5,
girls,
yeah.
Sometimes rich girls are just so rich and out of touch that they just don't fuck. They don't give a fuck or shave or any of that.
Yeah, but I think the good ones, the majority of them, like, they're like, let's say you have $5 in your hand and you're a rich girl at Yale or Vanderbilt, and it's like, well, I have to eat, but I also have to shave my bush. Five cigs are holding the party tonight. I'm shaving the bush. I gotta shave the bush.
Vanderbilt girls sound like they're probably, you know, Vanderbilt, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably get Brazilian on this motherfucking
night.
Father's
cannot, built the railroads.
We cannot sleep on the heavy bush of Wisconsin. You know that shit's just like,
But it's
serendipity, baby.
But it's getting to
that
point,
though. That thing's a hairy bush. Holy shit.
I didn't go to school at Madison. I went to UW Stevens Point. And this is this is the time of year when girls start shaving their legs and bushes again. Sweatpants are off, fitting into their pants.
St. Patrick's Day, baby.
All right.
I'll tell you where they're not. Hawaii, I'm guessing.
Polynesians don't grow hair. It's tough.
Oh, man.
They really don't. They really don't.
I just wish I had a Polynesian chest.
All right, I'm going to say either.
That's it. That's all I want.
I'm going to say
smooth.
I'm going to go with either Stony Brook or Buffalo. Biggest bushes.
I'm going to go with.
Buffalo is a big animal, though. So.
I was going to say Buffalo.
And it's cold. The buffs.
Like anything.
The muff buffs.
All right. So I'm going to go. Biggest muffs for me, I'm going to say Oregon. Oregon State. And,
Oregon State, like the Beaver.
They're the Beavers.
They're Oregon State Beavers, right?
Yeah, but it's Oregon. They haven't shaved. They don't even have razors in Oregon.
Demario, what do you think?
Middle Tennessee. Because nothing's going on in the middle.
Shit.
I'm going Stony Brook.
He's going
Stony,
Stony
Brook's
Brook
pretty good. Okay. Yo, CSU Bakersfield, though, I'm saying. I know my L.A. peeps. West Virginia sounds. Yeah, maybe Notre Dame. It's cold
West Virginia,
over there.
They're not brushing their teeth.
They're Catholic.
If they're not brushing their teeth, they're not shaving their bushes.
Catholic girls.
Oh, shit. Catholic girls, maybe. Yeah, they don't even. They're not even allowed to look below.
Yeah, my 1-2-3. My 1-2-3 biggest bushes on campus: Stony Brook, Buffalo, South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits.
That's the trio. The trio of terror. The trio of terror. I'm gonna say
Holy Cross.
Shit. Yo, Chattanooga is sounding kind of, you know what I'm saying? Chattanooga.
All right, 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Okay, okay, okay.
Biggest Bush.
CSU Bakersfield.
I like it.
I like it. Buff, definitely. Buff Muffs. And Notre Dame.
Boom.
Those Catholic girls.
The lucky red Bush Catholic Irish.
All right, so tell me something here, DeMarie, in a Dick Vitale impression. Take us out. Dick Vitale impression.
Okay. All right. all I can really do is Dick Vitale is serendipity, baby.
That's good enough for me.
That's it.
And that's it.
Serendipity.
Is it my turn? Yeah. Oh, Jesus, we got some heavy Bush coming out of this tournament this week, folks. I think
Bush.
That the deepest cave and the deepest vagina is actually going to be the University
Duke.
Of South Dakota.
Ah.
That's some heavy Bush material.
Well, that's what he does. I'll tell you what, big time, Big Ten matchup. We got Indiana, Michigan State University. And it's not over here. You know who's going to win that? Duke, baby! They got the triple S, the 3S, man. Super scintillating and sensational!
That's so great.
It's been a great podcast. We got Shannon DeMario.
Thank you, Tommy Gibbler. Daily Upper Decker.
Make sure you check us out at dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. Remember, we have the Daily Upper Decker NCAA Tournament Bracket Challenge. Go to the website, dailyupperdecker.com, and you'll learn how to register there. It's a free bracket challenge. Free bracket challenge. All three of you listening right now, free bracket challenge. The winner gets $50.
Daily so Upper Decker, baby.
You guys are all comics, right?
Yeah.
You're starving. Free. It's your chance to win $50,
shit.
All right?
Oh, shit, $50. I can do a lot.
Ow.
$50. You know what? I'm going to change mine to Texas A&M because there's a lot of heavy Bush in Texas.
The biggest
bushes.
A lot of
the biggest bushes.
We had a late-breaking story. Changed it from Buffalo to the Aggies and Texas A&M. Huge Bush, baby!
Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.